the board associate to the president of the Board of Trustees in Governmental Affairs, Dr. Irma Brooks-Williams, in consultation with the faculty to review suggested amendments, modifications, and updates to the board regulations. Many of those reflect changes in operations and procedures. Many reflect just updates to make them in compliant with current laws. This is now the third reading, really, on this. We've had two readings. It's been on the board agenda two previous times. So unless there are any questions, I would recommend approval of the changes to the board regulations.
This is the final reading, right?
This is the final reading, yes.
Great. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Trustee Rozier?
Yes.
Trustee Scott? Trustee Scott?
Trustee Scott, step away.
Trustee Morrison Butler?
Yes.
Trustee Joyce?
Yes.
Trustee Young?
Yes.
Thank you. The last item is for the board to review, as it must under state law, summaries of executive session minutes to determine whether they still should remain privileged or whether or not they can be released to the public. We're still compiling those executive session minutes, so I'm going to ask that this matter be continued to the next board.
Thanks, Council. We will entertain any public or employee comments at this time.
Good afternoon, trustees. My name is Renee Mitchell. I am here to you in the capacity of the director of the Career Development Center. The last board meeting, a student trustee asked a question about the Career Development Center. I just wanted to report back that the Career Development Center has been reopened with a brand new staff, location. The grand opening was on February 9th. We have a totally different strategy, and we are working in concert with several Fortune 100 companies in order to bring in jobs and opportunities for our students.
So. Thanks, Dr. Mitchell. Any other public or employee comments?
Yeah, I'd like to make a comment.
Hi, good afternoon. Professor Pancho McFarland, Associate Professor of Sociology. I just wanted to add a little bit of specificity to Dr. Searcy's report. I think without specificity, the egregiousness of the lack of respect for faculty will go misunderstood by you all. And since I'm not Faculty Senate President, I don't have to be as politic as Dr. Searcy. The issue is the question of shared governance and why it is important that we have people who run a university be committed to shared governance, as well as people who have come up through the university in the traditional manner of being tenured as a faculty member, dean, etc., because they are much more likely to understand what shared governance is. The computer usage policy and its unilateral creation has been a big problem. It caused a lot of concern for a number of faculty, including a number who refused to sign because they felt like, for a number of reasons, it was vague, it was punitive, it wouldn't allow us to do our jobs. Again, if the people who were creating the policy understood what a university was about, they'd understand that, in fact, such a policy would not allow us to do our jobs properly. It is important, it's imperative that we are allowed to debate and allowed to and sometimes engage in argument with one another in a civil manner. So a number of faculty got together and created a flyer that challenged the computer usage policy. Upon handing that flyer out to a number of people at an event, we figured we wanted as many people to know about this as possible. At an event on February 1st, certain members of the administration were upset, including General Counsel Cage, which led to what amounts to, and witnessed by dozens of people, a verbal assault and physical intimidation that has no place on a university campus. That is to say that all of that could have been avoided had the faculty been part of the process from the very beginning. We could have advised simply that this will not work in a university setting. However, the lack of regard for such a process led to what amounted to an assault. And nothing has been done as a result of this. Work goes on as normal, as if nothing happened. So I wanted to share that with you. If you have any questions, you can feel free to call me. Please do, 995-2333. Again, Professor McFarland. Thank you.
Thanks, Professor. Any other comments?
Good afternoon. My name is Gerald Shin. I'm a history major, senior here at Chicago State. I guess they mentioned my name earlier. I'm part of the Honda All-Star Challenge team at this school. This is my fourth semester here at Chicago State. I started here in the fall of 2010. First semester here, I took 5 classes, got 5 A's. Second semester, I took 6 classes, 4 A's, 2 B's. Last semester, I took 7 classes, 5 A's, 2 B's. This semester, I have 8 classes, and it's going okay again, okay? My GPA is 3.77. I'm going to graduate. I'm going to walk in May, and I'll have my BA in history. My working career since I left Whitney Young High School in 1985 with an ACT score of 27, which would be like a 29 today. I put up a couple years of management experience in food service, 5 years management experience in logistics. I have 4 years classroom management, teaching vocational classes. I'm currently the lead asbestos abatement instructor at a certified training facility here in Chicago. I have a class starting on Monday. Now, I bring this little bio up for me because if you go to the university website, you will find an enrollment management, somebody by the name of Sherry Sidney, who was listed as associate or assistant vice president of enrollment management. From what I understand, Ms. Sidney has a bachelor's degree in an online program from DePaul University. Not a real academic discipline now, is that? Also, from what I understand, she does not have any management experience in any educational system at any level. Which means that in 5 months, when I'm finished wrapping up my bachelor's degree, I will have her beat academically, and I would bet that I could put my resume up against her and I have her beat professionally. If she's qualified for a $108,000 a year job, then so am I. Personally, I don't think that I am, so neither is she. If you were to look at other universities of similar stature to Chicago State, I bet you would not find somebody with such a thin resume or academic requirements holding such a prestigious position. And given how the enrollment at this school has gone from 7,200 when I started in the fall of 2010 to 5,600 today, I would say, and specifically, we do need better people in enrollment management. Thank you much.
Thanks for the comments. Any other public or employee comments? If there are not, is there a motion to adjourn? Is there a second?
Trustee Rozier?
Yes.
Trustee Scott? Trustee Morrison Butler?
Yes.
Trustee Joyce?
Yes.
Trustee Young?
Yes.